This Australian Grand Prix update thanks to Red Energy, powering the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2024.
Oh, Shay McInnes is live at Albert Park. I think today's practice day for the Grand Prix. Shane, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Tom. It is practice day, so the Formula One cars taking to the track for the first time this year. It's also the first time in 10 years we'll see two Aussies on the circuit, Oscar Piastri and Daniel Ricciardo, both out there. Last time we had two Aussies in action here in Melbourne was Mark Webber and Daniel Ricciardo back in 2013. Huge crowd already here, I've got to say, Tom, just walking through the precinct. It is massive. They'll get over 125,000 today, given the weather. So everything all on track for what will be a massive weekend, and certainly a massive weekend for Melbourne.
Now, I went there yesterday and I noticed the huge merchandise tent. I didn't go in there because I don't have the spare cash to spend on Formula One merchandise. But what about you, Shane? Have you bought anything special today?
Look, I'll be honest, Tom. I'm a big merchandise guy, and I've been fortunate enough to go to the merchandise stand at the tennis or the Super Bowl and the like. I have never been to a merchandise store as expensive as that here at the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. Just let me run through these for you. A kid's Ferrari hoodie, $180. A Mercedes hoodie, $230. If you think,
why is Mercedes more expensive than Ferrari?
Well, that's an adult size, probably the reason. The kid's Ferrari hoodie is $180. You think, I'll just get a cap. I'll just get a hat, Tom. You think maybe $30, $40, $90 for a simple baseball cap.
But wait a minute, Shane, we're supposed to be in the middle of an economic crisis and a cost of living issue. And I mean, people are spending $100 on a hat.
The shop was packed. The shop was absolutely packed. Honestly, I've never seen merchandise at a sporting event as expensive as it is here. But supply and demand, Tom, as you well know.
Supply and demand. Well, it is a rich person's sport, no doubt about it. Shane McInnes there, live from the Formula One Grand Prix at Albert Park.